Well, if Labor wins the federal election, it will be curtains for the live sheep industry. The ALP says after a series of animal welfare scandals, enough is enough and it will phase out the trade within 5 years. The policy resonates with city voters, but in Western Australia's rural heartland, it's a different story. There, farmers see it as the loss of a $250 million a year industry and they're scrambling to clean up its image. From Corrigan in Western Australia's central wheat belt, Eliza Borello reports.
Driving around Stephen Bolt's Corrigan farm, there are signs of new life everywhere. Lambs and their mothers are thick on the ground.
So these, because they're lambing at the moment, they're on daily feed regime, so they'll come out and they'll get fed. Any that are having problems, we'll give them a hand lambing. Like there's a little fella having a sleep.
Stephen Bolt is primarily a merino breeder and prides himself on his animals' high-quality wool. But he uses the live export industry to sell surplus sheep.
Most businesses that run sheep in Western Australia will use live export at some point. And it's an important part of many businesses is to have live export there and that market for those sheep. They take a specific type of sheep and take them up to the Middle East, and the Middle East highly value the product that comes out of Western Australia.
This time last year, the live sheep industry was turned on its head when 60 Minutes broadcast images of dead and heat-stressed sheep on board a ship en route to the Middle East. It evoked a palpable public backlash, particularly in urban areas. But Stephen Bolt says there's more to this story than may meet the city eye.
When you spend all your time, when you live in the city, you get a bit insulated to actually what drives a lot of the economy on the outside.
The ALP believes the live sheep ship has sailed and the Shadow Agriculture Minister, Joel Fitzgibbon, is promising to phase out the industry in 5 years.
We will put an end to the northern summer trade at the first opportunity. The science is very, very clear. The industry is not able to continue with that trade while being consistent with what the science tells us on animal welfare standards. And then we will phase the balance of the trade out over time. I put a sort of ballpark 5-year timeline on that, but I've also said in the past if we can get it done more quickly or if it takes a little bit longer, so be it.
And what does that phase out look like? Are there milestones along the way, for example?
We'll work with the various stakeholders if we win the next election. It's very difficult to do that from opposition.
Stephen Bolt says a permanent ban would dramatically alter Western Australia's agricultural landscape.
For most sheep businesses, live export's been a major part of it for the last 30, 40 years. So to take a major market away, you know, it contributes some $250 million to the economy. And without that, it'll really change the balance of farming enterprises in Western Australia. And because we'll lose shearing teams, we'll lose livestock agents, trucking contractors, hay contractors, it's quite a significant impact will be felt by our regional communities.
Joel Fitzgibbon says he's aware of the economic cost of shutting down the trade.
It is a substantial industry, there is no doubt about that, and we didn't arrive at our conclusion lightly, and that is why I'm determined to work with sheep meat producers and others along the value chain to ensure they make a transition to something else and hopefully something better. And obviously the focus will be on export opportunities. Already our supply of both chilled frozen red meats in Australia are on the rise in many international marketplaces, and there are some great opportunities there. But I know that transition for farmers isn't a simple one.
The Agriculture Minister, David Littleproud, says the Coalition's policy is to keep the live sheep trade open but stop animals dying from heat stress on long voyages.
To support the industry into perpetuity. We're Australians. We can do this. We're going to invest in the science and the technology and the smarts of the 21st century to keep keep the industry going. We'll never ban it. We'll continue to support it. I invested $2.3 million into dehumidifier, into doing a trial with dehumidifiers to be able to prove to the regulator and to industry, who put a self-imposed ban for 3 months, that we can invest in technology to prove that we can do it all year round. And that investment is about to start with the first trial to start within the next couple of months.
Stephen Bolt argues animal welfare outcomes have already improved thanks to other changes like giving sheep more space on live export ships.
Oh, the reduction in stocking as density on the ships has been the most significant change that's been made. That was a regulatory change, and we're achieving 99.7 success rate on sheep arriving in the Middle East.
Do you feel this industry has lost its social licence to operate?
I don't think we've lost our social licence to operate, but we've certainly got a lot of work to do to regain the trust from the wider community about the good outcomes we're achieving through live export.
And you think you can do that?
Oh, absolutely we can, yes.
But Joel Fitzgibbon says he's not for turning and Labor's policy won't change after the election.
Oh, look, people are lacking trust in our political parties and our politicians. We've made our position very, very clear. We will put an end to the northern summer trade at the first opportunity. We will phase out the balance of the trade in 5 years' time. What we've said we will do if we're given the opportunity to serve as a government.
That's the Shadow Agriculture Minister, Joel Fitzgibbon, ending Eliza Borello's report. You're listening to RN Breakfast. I'm Lisa Miller. It's 13 minutes to 8.